You know, we had to talk to our guy Nikola Jovic. How you doing, buddy?
Thanks. I'm doing great. You know, it's kind of
you feel like a seasoned vet at this now.
Yeah. I really can't wait for it to start.
You, we were talking to Caron Butler a couple weeks ago, and he was very impressed. He said it showed a lot of mental toughness for you to make it back from your injury to be there for the Olympics. What can you take us through kind of the roller coaster that was the summer and getting yourself ready for that to go and win bronze?
Yeah, I mean, the whole injury was an accident, you know. Like, I was home preparing, and then I came back here to, you know, prepare a little more. The guys here wanted to make sure I'm ready for the Olympics. And, you know, just one of the practices, I stepped on someone's foot, you know, just a little accident, and the little fracture came out. So it wasn't a perfect timing. At first, they told me I'm not going to make it, and that was probably realistic, but I wanted to make it so bad, you know, it's because you're not sure what's going to happen in next 4 years. Am I going to be able to do it again? I wasn't, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen, so I had to make it somehow, and I'm happy that Coach Spo and people from the Heat actually allowed me to do it at the end, you know, all the MRIs and everything were good a few days before Olympics, so they did let me go, and I'm happy that the people from you know, coaching staff in Serbia, you know, and everybody believed in me and actually waited for me to get healthy, because I basically skipped the whole training camp, which was like a month. So yeah, I got lucky that they believed in me and they actually picked me to go with them.
Who is a who's a crazier coach? Your national coach or Spo?
I wouldn't. Nah.
More intense.
More intense. He might actually be Spo.
Spo said it was your coach. Your Serbian coach.
I mean, he's intense, but
not like Spo.
Spo gets on certain things. He really gets intense. I mean, you gotta appreciate it because it's something that makes you better, but. Maybe because our Serbian coach is a little older, so he, you know, kind of stopped being that intense. But I would say Spo at this point.
That's funny. Spo put it out there first. You should see his Serbian coach. Very intense.
He's really intense. He's. I'm telling you. But I will roll with Spo being more intense.
You. It was interesting. Like last year, people talked about like your confidence coming into the year, but you did have to earn a role in the middle of the year. Was there a thing that you did in the middle of the year last year where you felt like you earned Spo's trust even more? What what was that?
I mean, there was a lot going on. Well, I didn't play. Kind of someone who really helped me go through it was Jimmy, because he kind of made me practice with him a few times while he was coming back from the injury. So, you know, just my confidence was going up because, you know, you play against that guy, you know. We always played one-on-one, and usually he'll beat me, but, you know, still playing against one of the best guys in the league, he gains you confidence. And then from that point, I was just waiting for opportunity. It came in, I think, in Golden State. We played them there in San Francisco, and from then on, I just started rolling. And Spo kind of saw how hard I was working, I guess. I mean, that's what I think. And he believed in my work, and he just let me go with the team. And I feel like at the end of the season, I really showed that I can help this team win and help other guys be better.
Where did that relationship with Jimmy, you know, come from, right? Because like he even went to one of your G League games in the midst of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and I'm like, that's a good teammate. If he's going to watch, you know, a G League game in the middle of Wisconsin on an off day, he really seems like he had your back on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think from the start he kind of saw that I'm really competitive. You know, maybe I wasn't, my head was all over the place my first year and everything, but he kind of took me under his wing, and you know, he kind of wanted me to show me how things are done and how. How to handle certain things, and I'm really grateful for that. He's a great guy, you know. He's funny as hell, and that's why you like to be around him.
He's got your picture in the locker.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with that and how it came out there, but it's bullshit.
What is that? Is that like an old youth basketball picture?
Yeah, it's. I think it's when I was I'm not sure, 16, I think. It just looked crazy in the picture. I don't know if I just woke up or something, but I just look insane.
Yeah, and the thing with that is you guys celebrated – not celebrated, but you guys spent a suspension day together because you got into the mix. Was that the Pelicans game? You remember that?
Yeah, yeah, I know. I
you
know.
Were like getting into the into. Did you like not know the rules that you couldn't get into the bag, or are you just backing your guy?
I mean, I kind of know the rules, but it's like it's not just him. Like, it was more. I think me and Thomas Bryan.
Yes,
Thomas Bryan got into conflict, and I'm like, I just where we come from, you just don't let anyone you know mess with your team like that. So, TB could have for sure handled his own, but you know, I wanted to make sure I'm with him, and he knows I'm there for him. So.
Right.
I ain't letting anyone, you know, be or try and do whatever with my teammate because then we both have a problem. So yeah, I was just in a mix in the wrong spot, and I guess that's the rules. Of course, I feel like the rules are not meant to be broken, but you know, sometimes you just gotta do what
you gotta
do.
Sometimes you gotta back your guy.
That's it.
Just like I did when you lost to Bam and Domino.
I did not.
You didn't back him up.
I backed you up, buddy.
Fire.
I did not lose.
Okay. We'll be a kitchen.
To Bam in Dominoes?
I play him in Dominoes, but I thought we were playing a race to five. I mean, best out of five. And he was keeping score. So he so said 20.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, we're not playing that way. So then we kept going. He said 50. Game over. And I'm like.
He cheated for sure.
He has a history of this?
Yeah.
That's why. And so he hurry up and left. And then he keeps walking by. You know, doing the Bam thing.
Yeah.
And so now I'm gonna get him. Don't worry. I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna get him right underneath the like the Jumbotron, and they're gonna have lights on the table, and I'm gonna get him like that.
So is Bam the worst game cheater on the team? Like, who is the biggest offender of that?
I would say him. The crazy thing is, he would cheat to win in whatever we do, and then he will make sure you know he won.
You got wasted,
dude. The same thing. See that? Thank you. I'm not the only one.
Wow.
I'm not the only one. See, so y'all look.
All right, listen. The rematch is coming. The rematch is coming. Nico, how you know? You obviously you finished last year as a starter, but like, do you have like personal goals for this year to like kind of grow off of that? Because you know you just turned 21 years old. It was tremendous to see what you're able to do on that you know playoff stage last year, and you've obviously done a bunch on the international stage. So like, what is I guess personally? Your goal for yourself coming into this year?
I feel like for me, how I look at it is I'm trying to be healthy for the whole season. That's the first thing. And then just play as much minutes as I can. You know, I got to just show people that I can help this team win. And there's so many different ways that I can show it because I'm not going to be the guy who you're going to give the ball to and I'm going to score 25. We have so many of those guys where you just got to do the simple things. And if I can be great in those simple things, you know, like my shot has to be perfect when I'm open. I have to be at the right spot at the right moment. My defense has to be great. For those are the little things that I need to do for, you know, coaches and everybody to, you know, just keep believing me and be like, yeah, he's helping our guys be better. So that's kind of my personally.
How tough is it being in that role? Not because you want the ball more, but you are a very dynamic player in that you give great court vision. You can get your teammates involved with the ball in your hands. Yeah. So is it tough being at the age that you're at, feeling like I can create a lot of things more, or have you gotten to a point in your career where you handle the limited stuff because you know it is what it is? There's a lot of you know big names and veterans on the team and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, just because I'm young, that's why I feel like I have so much time more to, you know, show people how much I can do. But at this point right now, that's how I look at, you know, I'm not looking at what's going to happen in 2 years. I'm looking about what's going to happen tomorrow. And tomorrow, you know, it's obvious that I'm not going to, you know, go over Tyler or Bam or over Jimmy, you know. Like, they believe those guys more. It's something that, you know, is going to be like that for now.
Right.
And I got to help them. So that's what it's all about. I know in future, of course, there'll be times where I'll be able to show what I can do more. And maybe in future, I'll be able to be one of those guys. But for now, I just, you know, do stuff that I know I can do good for them.
Isn't it weird? All the things that you're doing now really had nothing to do with why you got drafted. The little things they ask you to do. You don't get drafted high for doing all the little things.
Yeah, I mean...
But now that's what you're asked to do.
I mean, I guess that's how it is. If you're not like, I guess top three picks, that's
right.
What you got to do.
And right.
It's something normal. Then I guess by the time you show why you actually got drafted.
Yeah. Right. I got you.
Buddy, get on out of here, man. You got to get to the Bahamas. Appreciate you giving
Thank
us some
you
time. Appreciate that, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
Nikola Jovic, we're looking forward to watching him. One of our you're favorites to watch on this team.
You're not going
to
tell him to nah. say.
Huh? Why are you stopping He's, him?
What are you stopping?
What?
You're not going to do babushka for him?
Nope.
Come on.
No way, dude.
Hey, no way.
No.
Oh, now you're shy.
See you, Nico.
Don't be shy now.
Don't you.
No, no, no.
Oh, listen, I had your back, dude. Like that.
You didn't have my back.
I had your back.
You didn't have my
oh,
back.
I didn't have your back.
You didn't have my back.
You didn't have my
no,
back.
No, no, no. Coward. The cowardly lion.
Should have said something.
Should have said
I
something.
I tried to get in your
Don't head. You dare do it now.
Handled himself.
No, God, let him do it. Go on, pony.
No. Oh, my. Here, wait. Why are you whispering?
What?
Why are you whispering?
Say it out loud. Say it with your chest.
Say what out loud?
You know what you want to say.
That's terrible.
Me? I don't say
I'm
anything.
I'm like, you ain't going to go hit him with a little babushka?
No.
Do
no,
it.
No, no, no. We have task at hand. We have camp.
You are.
We don't have time for nonsense.
You are the worst.
We don't have time for camp.
Oh, my
goodness.
I saw
how he laughed. He knew something was up.
You are the worst.
You look pretty nervous.
Oh, look.
What?
I was like double dutch. I was waiting to jump in.
I'm very disappointed in you.
What?
Because I had your back with Bama, and then I realized.
You didn't have my back with Bama.
I had your back. No, I thought he was a cheat.
Wait. And. Dude. You heard him?
Who on earth that?
Me. I told you what happened. You didn't believe me.
I believed you.
No, you didn't.
A little bit.
Just like you wanted to whisper,
Babushka or the Whoopit Babushka. Mix contract.
Bring it back up.
No, now all of a sudden, he's like, if y'all would have left me, now I would have kicked his ass. You want me to go get him? No, that's all right.
Oh, man.
Come on, why? What? I have never
People
seen
are calling you,
you
a flip.
I have never seen you turtle up like that.
To do what? To do the Serbian accent? It's more of Slovenian, you know. I don't want to. You know, it's a little distasteful. You know, I'm grown as a broadcaster.
Were you trying to avoid the chat the entire interview?
Oh my god!
Because they were going off.
I'm always trying to avoid the chat. The chat. The chat is the worst. You guys want me? You see what you guys want? You want this? You want an official Heat credential? You want it revoked? That's what you want. You want me to be a dancing bear for you? You want me to be a circus clown, and you want this revoked? You want
no.
You want Tim Donovan to walk in here and snatch it off, off my neck?
I have to go through this every day where you do babushka for 30 minutes, right?
We didn't really have time.
So then I
know.
He goes,
time constraints.
Then you go, this is your You whisper. Did he hear me? Did he hear me? Oh, come on. Mm-mm.
No time for silly sauce with mixed contract online.
You are the worst. Oh, my goodness. So did we never had a segment without – we had two segments without interviews?
Maybe three.
We maybe had like the third hour.
Maybe like three. Yeah. But that, honestly
– that's the most we've ever done.
That's the one I wanted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's that.
Dude, does he look like a moose? Am I just crazy?
He's a big boy.
He's tall. But did he get
He's
tall?
Probably the moose that was on the –
He's
the
probably still growing?
Of course. Is that what's
you understand that he came here and we was, how, 19? You know, he's still growing.
I told you. Baby boy is moose.
Oh, okay.
Gross to mix. Mix contract.
See, Nico, I told you.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. That's our show.